You were just listening to the Westminster Mass by my guest Roxana Panufnik, as performed by the Westminster Cathedral Choir and the City of London Symphonia. The conductor was James O'Donnell. Once again, music by my guest Roxana Panufnik, a Teldec compact disc. Well, good morning. It is 1 minute after 11 on Wednesday, the 21st of March, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey. Community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you every Wednesday between 5:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I am here for about another hour with my special guest, Roxana Panufnik, who is sitting, well, about 2 feet away from me here in the studio. Roxana, welcome back. It is indeed great to have you here, and we're going to move on now to a very special project you're involved with, that being a CD titled Love Abide. The recording devoted to your music focuses on the theme of spiritual love. And this is indeed a wonderful project, and share with us a little more about it.
Yes, I had an idea for a choral orchestral CD, and as I was thinking of the pieces that I wanted to put on it, they were obviously all spiritual, and their words were all on the theme of love. And then I realized that it wasn't just Christian spiritual on this disc. I have a Zen piece and a Sufi piece. And in fact, one of the works with Sufi and Christian music in it is the title piece, Love Abide, which was commissioned by Choral Arts Society in Philadelphia. So it started its life here. And so I decided to do this, but as I'm sure it is here in the States, for most classical contemporary recordings, you now have to fundraise and raise the money to take it to a master. So that's the artist's costs, it's recording, producing, engineering. The whole package. And then you license the master to a record label. And I'm delighted that Warner Classics are taking this on.
Oh, that's great.
And it's terrific. And the piece, and it's all about all the texts reflect love. And I had this idea of, rather than trying to find just one or two sponsors for the whole CD, of breaking it down to the 12 tracks, and a sponsor could buy a track as a gift for a loved one. It could be a romantic gift, it could be for a child with a milestone birthday. Or, so far, a couple of the takers have done it in memory of somebody. But they also get benefits back. For instance, their dedication to their loved one will be underneath the track on the track listing. And also, most importantly, the name and the photograph of the dedicatee will be passed around all the choir and all the orchestra at the beginning of the recording of their track that they've sponsored. So it's very much performed with the sponsor's loved one in mind. And I'm delighted to say so far 3 out of 12 tracks have gone, and we have another 3 nearly gone.
Which is
brilliant. But I'm really looking for people right across the board. At the moment, the sponsors' nationalities sort of reflect the more Western Christian faiths, which is wonderful. It would be lovely to get somebody who has a very keen interest in Japan to do the Zen love song, which I think we're about to hear, and maybe somebody with Middle Eastern connections to sponsor Love is the Master, which is the Rumi Sufi
setting.
This
is a wonderful project.
Thank you. You're
this
so
is a
kind.
It brings us all together.
This is the whole point, you know. And it's like what we were talking about earlier about, you know, people don't talk about the positive things that we have in common. And one of those things is the very beautiful, devotional, loving sense of spirituality that all these faiths share. And I've just also added a new track to the disc of it's a psalm setting called Love Endureth that has Spanish Sephardic Jewish chant and is in Hebrew and English as well. So I'd love to find a Jewish sponsor or someone who's interested in that music.
That sounds great. And if people are interested, there is a website,
yes,
correct?
We have a website, and it's called www.loveabide.com. Love Abide is all one word. And on there, you'll find all the information you need to know, contact page, costs, and ways you can donate, tax-efficient ways, because London Mozart Players, who are running the project, are a charity. So there's lots of good ways to donate.
Well, this is great, and nothing but the best of luck with this, Roxanne. And we are going to hear one of the pieces.
Yes, we're going to hear Zen Love Song. And this is originally from a piece I wrote called Wild Ways for choir and shakuhachi. Shakuhachi is the Japanese bamboo flute. And this is the slow movement. And it's a beautiful Japanese lullaby it starts with. It's based on this Japanese lullaby about a child feeling very sad because his nursemaid has gone away and he'll never see her again. And it's married with words by 15th century Zen master Ikkyu, who's describing in his poem how his loved one has left him for somebody else. And it's played here by, it's sung by wonderful choir Ars Nova of Copenhagen.
Wonderful.
And
wonderful.
Conducted by Paul Hillier. And this time actually it's not with Shakuhachi, it's with Michaela Petri on tenor recorder.
Well, we're going to hear it now. Music by my guest, Roxana Panufnik. And is this a first performance?
It is.
Oh, that's exciting. That's exciting. I love it. Anyway, once again, this is music by my guest, Roxana Panufnik.
Oh, yeah.
You were just listening to music by my guest, Roxana Panufnik. That was her Zen Love Song, as performed by Michala Petri on tenor recorder, along with members of Ars Nova. Paul Hillier was the conductor. And again, remind the people the website if they're interested in getting involved with your project.
Yeah, it's www.loveabide.com. And the contact page comes straight to me. So if you have any questions or want to ask me something, just get in touch.
I'm sure. Okay, that's great. Now, let's go to some of the other exciting musical events, Roxana, you have coming up in the future.
Yes, it's a busy time, and especially busy with choral music. In April, it's the premiere of a new hymn that I've written. There's a wonderful little church in Greenwich in London called St. Alphage, who is about to have his millennium anniversary of his martyrdom. And they've commissioned a piece to celebrate this millennium. And there used to be, hundreds of years ago, there was actually a hymn to St. Alphage, but nobody can find it. So I've written a new hymn to St. Alphage, and that'll be done in a special service with the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Go ahead.
And then in May, we have the premiere of my new Sephardic Spanish Jewish chant psalm, Love Endureth, which was commissioned for Westminster Cathedral Choir, and they're doing it on the 13th of May at Vespers there. And then about a week later, we have my Magnificat in Nunc Dimittis, that's been done in Philadelphia, that UK premiere. And June, there's a new anthem being done at Liverpool Metropolitan Cathedral. And there's more, but I can't remember because I'm lacking in sleep. So sorry, everybody. Oh, no, that's right. I've got a big fanfare. There's a wonderful concert venue in Croydon in southeast London, and called the Fairfield Halls. Mm-hmm. And round about when I was starting to draw up the budget for my CD, mm-hmm. they asked me if I'd write an orchestral fanfare to celebrate their 50th anniversary. And I bartered. I said, I'll do you a fanfare if you let me have the hall for free for 3 days of recording sessions. And so that's how I got that
a little barter
in there.
Deal there, huh?
Yeah, so that's happening in November, I think. So, yeah.
That's great, Roxana. You have a tremendous amount of things going on.
Yeah.
This is wonderful.
Thank you.
As a living composer, I think this is just super.
It's great. You know, and I have to pinch myself sometimes because, you know, although I obviously work very hard.
Oh, of course you do.
You know, there is a certain amount of luck, you know, with, you know, a certain point where somebody might just happen to hear something and decide they want to commission something else. And it takes a lot of pushing.
Yeah, it's like any, I guess, job. Just being at the right place at the right time.
Exactly.
And so many, and it goes with this as well.
Yeah.
Well, that's great that you're sharing all these things that are coming up. Now, you do have a very extensive website. And if people do want to find out more about it, what's the address?
That's just RoxanaPanufnik.com, or one word, RoxanaPanufnik.com.
And there will be a link to your website from the playlist for my show on for my show today
great,
on my
great,
website.
Great.
So that will be there.
Thank you.
And we will get that website up, or the playlist up for today, hopefully by tomorrow evening. My website address is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. Now we are going to go back very briefly to your father, and I wasn't going to ask you this without getting your permission to ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you ever find it difficult? Your name is Panufnik, and your father is one of the great 20th century composers.
I think...
People compare, well, you know, your father, your father, compare the two of you, or...
I think it was difficult at first. You know, I had to be very careful that I, you know, people, I didn't do anything that people thought that I was trading on his name or anything nepotistic. And it's just happened, really, that I tend to work in quite different genres to him. For instance, he's mainly a symphonic
orchestral
composer, and I do orchestral stuff, but I do a lot more in the choral and vocal field. And so we, you know, that we reach quite different audiences and different performers. Actually, what's really lovely now is that people are starting to program us in concerts together and do CDs with us together, which is wonderful. And we, in a couple of years ago, there was a whole concert in Vienna of mine and his chamber music, and which has been repeated in Poland and will be repeated in London. And so I'm you know, I'm really proud of where I come from, and I'm not,
great.
I'm,
that's,
I suppose,
because
I'm a bit older and a bit more confident now. I'm not at all worried about people comparing, because I think we're different enough.
I think the fact that you do things together and have programs of your music together is beautiful, actually.
Oh,
it's a wonderful
you.
Thing, yeah. Which leads us to our next selection. Actually, a piece that you wrote together. Now, I have to make a little statement here. This is Whitman, In Praise of Woman, my month-long series. So your father has an honorary place on this, because part of this is by him.
Right.
And you, but seriously, though, this is a composition you basically both wrote together. Or he wrote the first and last sections. And then you kind of took over because he was not in the best of health at the time.
Well, what happened was about 6 months before he died, he was approached by his poet friend, Jerzy Pietrakiewicz, with this beautiful, beautiful Polish prayer. And it was to the Black Madonna of Skempi in Poland. And it's really gorgeous. And my father, well, there were two verses. And they were of different meters and lengths. And what happened was, my father set the first verse to music, and then he left the second verse to be narrated over the music of the first verse. Now, he was obviously very ill at the time, and Jerzy, the poet, asked me after he died whether I would also set the second verse that was narrated at that point to music, because he felt that my father would have done that had he had the strength and the energy. And I at that time, a festival in Lebanon actually had asked me to write something in memory of him. And so I thought, oh, that, you know, maybe that would work. And I talked to my mother about it, and she said, no, you know, you can do it, but he definitely just wanted to have the second verse narrated. And it was a terrible dilemma, really, for me. Should I or shouldn't I touch this piece? And then one night I had a dream. I dreamt that, like when I described earlier in the program, when my brother and I, when we were little, used to play in the garden, we used to go and tap on his studio. And I remember, in my dream, I was grown up in the garden, and I could hear my father playing the piano in the studio, and he appeared at the window, and he beckoned to me, you know, asking me to come into the studio in this dream. And I went in, and he beckoned to me to come and sit on the piano stool next to him, and we started improvising together. And when I woke up the next morning, I thought, well, if that isn't a sign that it's okay to do this, then I don't know what is. And so I did it, and actually my mother loves it and very much approves. And actually there are many, many versions. There's voice and piano, there's voice and string quartet alone. But my personal favorite is this version you're about to play, which is string orchestra.
Well, we're going to listen to this now. This is Modlitva, a prayer, by my guest Roxana Panufnik, along with her father, Andrzej Panufnik. We hear in our performance the Isis Ensemble, conducted by Jacques Cohen.
Thank you.
You were just listening to Modlitva, or Prayer, by my guest Roxana Panufnik, a work that she wrote along with her father, Sir Andrzej Panufnik. The Isis Ensemble was conducted by Jacques Cohen, a Meridian compact disc. You were just listening Kyrie con Jubilo by my guest Roxana Panufnik, as performed by organist Lee Ward. Well, Roxana, welcome back. We're kind of, well, we still have a little bit of time left, and we're going to go now to a composition, another choral work, which is called Stay With Me, Padre Pio's Prayer. What would you like to tell us about that?
Well, it was part of a fascinating project with, you remember I was telling you about the Genesis Foundation, who commissioned Westminster Mass. This was 10 years later. And John Stajinski, who's the founder and chairman of the Genesis Foundation, and I were sitting next together, next to each other at a funeral. And this prayer by Padre Pio was read out, and I immediately thought it must be set to music. It was so beautiful. And John had this brilliant idea of asking three quite different composers to set the same words. And he asked James McMillan, and Will Todd and me. And we had a brief that it needs to be able to be singable by a reasonable amateur choir. And basically, it's a translation and adaptation of these words about it's somebody, you know, in dark times and difficult times, praying to Padre Pio to ask him for light and help and love and courage. And there's a bit in the middle, again, my sort of multinational side comes out because we have in the middle as an accompaniment to the soloist, the word stay with me in Persian, Italian, Spanish, and Japanese, I think.
Right. Well, we're going to hear this now. This is a performance by the 16 conducted by Harry Christophers. We listen to Stay With Me, Padre Pio's Prayer by my guest, Roxana Panufnik.
Thank you.
You were just listening to Stay With Me, Padre Pio's Prayer by my guest, Roxana Panufnik. In our performance, you heard the 16 conducted by Harry Christophers. Well, Roxana, we are getting close to the end of our visit today, and it has been an absolute delight to have you
as
a guest. You know, this kind of happened, I think. I'm trying to remember how, but it was Facebook related.
It was. And I have to say, I do love Facebook. I've actually got commissions through Facebook. It's been incredible.
Yeah.
And again, it's one of those things where it sometimes, especially recently, it gets a bit of negative press. But, you know, from a sort of professional networking respect, as well as catching up with old friends, old school friends, it's great. I love it.
Oh, I know. Out of nowhere, sometimes I'll hear from someone I haven't seen for, you know, quite a long time.
Yeah.
And it just shows up and it brings back memories.
Exactly.
You know, and usually good ones.
Yes, definitely.
Well, Roxana, but let's leave music for a little bit.
Okay.
What do you like to do outside of music?
Well, I have two. My main love, of course, is my husband and my children.
Yeah.
And after that, I have two great loves. And one is food.
All right, now we're going at it.
Especially eating it and cooking.
I hope so.
I cook it a lot. I love cooking. I do a lot of cooking at the weekends and making curries and roasts. And I make a very good Polish bigos as a stew. And I love cooking.
By the way, you're a Polish dish. Did you bring me a sample from England?
I'm so sorry, Mom.
Fail. No, I'm joking.
I will make it for you.
I know. We're just having fun here, kind of wrapping down here.
And and the other thing is, luckily, with all the food I'm eating, is I really enjoy cycling. I love cycling. And I cycle around this. We have this big park near us. Mm. And it's about 10 miles and there are some very steep hills, so I go around that once a week and I cycle whenever I can. So I love exercise and stuff, which is great because it works off all the food.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that's kind of one thing back and forth to the other. One offsets
exactly
the other one.
And I love TV, of course. I mean, you know, once the children are tucked up in bed, sitting on the sofa in our sitting room, my husband, and we've been really enjoying Homeland.
Oh.
I don't know if you've seen it recently. Yeah. Fantastic, really gripping. Of course, we're way behind you. I think everybody's seen the whole thing now in the States. And The Wire has been another great U.S. import.
Yeah. This is great. And before we sign off with our last selection, let's just remind everybody about why you're basically here in the States now in the first place for performances of your music in Philadelphia this Sunday. These will be at St. Mark's Church at 1625 Locust Street in Philadelphia. The number is 215-735-1416. Very briefly, let's just recap what some of the events happening Sunday.
Yeah. In the service starting at 11 o'clock, they're doing my Schola Missa de Angelis for choir and organ. And they've done it before. In fact, this choir gave the U.S. premiere of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 4 in Evensong, it's the world premiere.
Oh, I like that when you say that. I love that. I can relate to the way you say that on the show.
I always think of it as WOP, because whenever you see in shorthand world premiere, it's WP. And so I like to be able to say the full thing. And it's my new Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis for choir and organ. Mm-hmm. And, you know, St. Mark's Episcopal Church has a fantastic choir, beautiful voices, and really fantastic director of music, Matt Glandorf. So if you come, my music aside, you'd be in for a treat.
Well, and I hope many people will come. And again, that's at 1625 Locust Street in Philadelphia. The number is 215-735-1416 for more information. And we're going to sign off with a composition, very appropriate one, titled Spring. And this will be performed by the Joyful Company of Singers, the ensemble we began with. Peter Broadbent is the conductor. But before I press the button and we hear the music, Roxana, it's been a treat.
Thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed it.
It's been a treat, and thank you so much. And nothing from but the best of luck.
Oh, bless you. Thanks.
We listen now to Spring by my guest, Roxana Panufnik, and then the avant-garde edition will begin at noon.
Before